Now, it's the organizing committee's successor, the United Steelworkers, with its history in the bloody labor struggles of the 30s, trying to move into the green energy of the 21st century. The organizers were outside the plant, handing out leaflets to anyone entering the plant for the evening shift who would pull over. There were union flags and signs and the horn beeping of supporters driving by. Robert Walsh is a material handler for Tesla, making $16.50 per hour. Walsh says it's just not enough for someone looking to settle down in his own home.
Median wage, even for non-union workers in the area, is well above my current wage. And we're looking to get a little bit of better wage, be able to, be paid for the work that we're doing in the plant. We want to be able to have a living wage. Personally, I'd like to be able to buy a house here, settle down for life.
Walsh said he had some manufacturing experience before going to work for Tesla. Both his father and grandfather were in unions. His grandfather spent 17 years working in the Republic Steel Complex, leaving only when the plant shut down in 1984. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.